So in this time period, when does Tulsa Cable come about, and when does Tulsa get cable?
Tulsa Cable was a long struggle for two reasons. One was that just getting a franchise here was a struggle. There weren't many big cities being built with cable at the time because they didn't have much to sell. There was already three stations here, maybe four. I don't know if there's a PBS at that time or not. So what were you going to sell them? What were you going to sell anybody? They already had the three big networks and maybe a PBS. So all you had to sell was a independent, and there was an independent in Dallas we could bring up, but that's, you know, only one extra channel.
What time period are we talking? And were you involved in the Tulsa Cable?
I wasn't involved too much. It was peripherally involved.
Okay.
In 1977, 78, United Cable had gone through some struggles. The FCC kept changing the rules on what cable systems couldn't do. It was very new territory. And the cable industry kind of suffered a setback on growth. These little towns where they couldn't get TV, they flourished and did fine. But the towns where there already were TV stations were struggling. And LVO decided we needed to shed some assets at United Cable. So they were going to shed the microwave company. And a guy named Larry Flynn came along from Connecticut, and he bought the company I was running. He and I worked very well together. He never bothered me. I ran the company virtually the whole time. He was a good guy to work for, and he gave me a lot of stock in the overtime.
In United Cable?
In United Video.
Okay.
Which turned into a satellite company.
Okay.
So United Cable, I kind of got off track there, but United Cable, by that time, I had an office. They were still downtown, and I had United Video's office was at 52nd and Harvard, and we were doing our thing, but I stayed in touch with them, and they went through several hoops, and I don't really know the dates, but it would have been late 70s, middle to late 70s, Bill Swanson was trying to get a franchise, and United Cable was trying to get it. Bill Swanson was running Channel 8. I don't know if Channel 8 was involved at all, but maybe it was just Bill. He was a big personality in town. And finally, they made a deal to work together to get the franchise, and they got the franchise and then started building, but it was a real struggle for them because we brought microwave from Dallas up to here, and from St. Louis, another independent, and Kansas City down. So they had three services, but an independent in those days was still didn't have a lot of different things. Gilligan's Island reruns and stuff like that, and old movies. So United Cable had a tough struggle until the satellite came along, which was very late 70s, and HBO put one signal on the satellite. And then Ted Turner put WTBS on the satellite, and we put WGN on the satellite, and we got in the business of, for a short period of time, building. At that time, we were putting a huge dish, a 36 foot size dish, which you still see around some, to receive the satellite signal before they went to more powerful satellites, and you shrunk that down to DirecTV kind of size dishes. So we were in the dish business for a very short period of time.
As United Video.
As United Video. We built the dish for Tulsa Cable to get HBO, and HBO and WTBS and WGN were all on the same satellite. So over time they ran out of satellite space, and the cable systems had to build multiple dishes to receive different satellites.